Episode 2, I'm here with my other best mate, Adam Craig. This is our token Scott. He is all the way from across the wall, and he's here to talk about Scottish football, which is actually a bit of a revival at the moment. So, Ads, tell me one thing that you'd like to say about the Rangers revival under new management of Steve Gerrard.
He is the saviour of Rangers. That's
how I see it. Saviour, why? Why is he saviour?
Well, especially after this weekend. It's been some week for Rangers. It's really changed, man. Celtic lost to Hearts yesterday.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep, 2-0. Brendan Rodgers put out a week inside because they drew against Athens this week in the Champions League.
Yeah.
And they've got a big game on Wednesday. And if they got to go to Athens and beat them. And if they don't, then they lose out on the Champions League money.
Is that Athens? Who's that? Olympiakos?
AEK.
AEK Athens.
Yeah, so...
So they're fighting currently...
Uh-huh, so exactly. They've got Champions League, and then so he put a weak inside out against Hearts. But it's still a good side, you know. Big squad, Celtic, and then they got beat by Hearts.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Celtic, it's changed, man. It's Rangers are on the up, and Celtic are on the down right now. So it's,
now, one
it's
thing
great.
I must say, though, Ads, is when we were growing up, Steve Gerrard, I mean, he was a leader, wasn't he? He commanded respect. He led by example. Now, the one thing I must take from this Rangers revival is the fact is, you know, Rangers has been in the wilderness for several years. And we'll discuss about Leeds in a later episode because they're... it's going to be an interesting season this year because we've got a couple of the older guys that we grew up with. You know, the Lampards, the Gerrards, they're all into management now.
So. I know, but it's a gamble, you know. Stevie G was a gamble, it really was. But so far, fingers crossed, it's working out. And we'll see. You know, he's still not completely proven yet, but so far, so good. So, yeah.
I must admit, Ads, I like how he's got McAllister as number two.
Yeah, I think McAllister makes a great assistant. Yeah. I wouldn't ever want him to be manager, but I think he is a really good number two. I think
good
he knows the
two.
Scottish game. He's a Rangers fan. You know, that always helps. He understands Rangers. He understands Glasgow.
Exactly. You've got to understand, I mean, especially being from that part of the world. Now,
mate, Glasgow's a bubble. It really is. And people don't understand that who are outside it. It's crazy up there. It's different kettle of fish, mate. It really is.
I mean, I was trying to tell somebody I bumped into the other day about the not only the... the football divide with the city being so close, but the sectarian divide.
Oh, no, that's what I mean. It's just so toxic, you know. Yeah. Well, it's everything you can think of.
And then lastly, Ads, what do you think then? So my next question for you is, Steve Gerrard in the suit or the tracksuit?
No, he's a suit guy, man. To be honest, pal, Rangers managers should always be in a suit, if you ask me.
Yeah.
They should be in a nice blue, red, and white tie in a suit. And that's how I see it. It's a big club, and that's.
Well, actually, that leads on to my next point, Ads. I'm going to put a little link in right here. You said big club. Now, they've been making some big signings. So the next question I want to ask you, Ads, is the transfer policy. Now, Graham Souness era.
Yeah.
The Rangers. The thing he did was get the team sorted with the spine of the team. Now
he did.
Re-signed McGregor.
They did. Yep, they got the goalkeeper back, which was controversial because McGregor left them in 2012 when you know we went into administration. He put his tail between his legs and got the hell out of there. So, you know, a lot of fans. I know a lot of people that weren't happy with him coming back, but it's been a good move. He's you know stabilised the back and he's Rangers through and through. So, absolutely.
Yeah, and then they've signed two centre halves. Nikola Katic, $2 million from Slaven, and Connor Goldson, $3 million from Swansea. Now, again, two centre halves that are going to a bit of stability to that back line and improve the defence this year. I mean, Gerrard, you know, if we were to think of Gerrard as a manager, I wouldn't have thought first of all he'd get the defence sorted out. But not forget, he is that old school kind of nature where he's the last generation to come through where you wash the old pros. Boots, you know, together, and I think that's where he gets his grit from. And being a type of manager, Gerrard, growing up in Liverpool, tough area to grow up to, similar to Rangers. There's a lot of similarities.
There's Liverpool and Glasgow.
Yeah, similarities to Liverpool and Rangers and Glasgow.
Good working class city, you know.
Two working class cities, two teams, both kind of, you know, I mean, on top of each other, and there's a lot of you know hate that boils down to years and years of.
I can't. You can't compare, you know, Liverpool and Everton with Celtic and Rangers. But I know what you're saying. It's definitely gritty, you know.
Yeah, gritty.
But not for on the signings. He's, you know, he's brought in 11 new players, which is that's a lot of players. So
balanced to a squad.
But so far he's gelling them, you know, and he's got the existing players, you know, big Morales. You call him El Buffalo, big Colombian guy.
El Buffalo, eh?
Yeah, El Buffalo, man. He's putting the ball. He's putting the ball in the back of the net, which is always good. And he's.
Oh, well, we know about that, don't we? That's from our FIFA.
Absolutely, pal. El Buffalo, man. He puts it away. So,
Adam, brilliant, mate. Absolutely fantastic. Really nice to hear your input there, mate. And I think people appreciate just hearing about Scottish football now. Because,
yeah, pal. You know, it's on the up, mate. It's on the up.
Yeah, it definitely is. I feel that. And I mean, the fact is, the game has always... I don't think it's ever been forgotten up there. It's definitely a league that people start paying attention to.
I think it's been forgotten for a while. And that happens when you've only got one team. And Celtic have ruled the roost since 2012, man. They really have. It's just been Celtic. And that's not good for any league, just to have one team. So it's good that Rangers are actually just... I'm not saying they're as good as Celtic, because I don't think they are. But just to be put in the same conversation again is great.
Last thing I want to ask you to wrap up this little short segment, because I'll be asking you, you know, once every couple of weeks about what's going on in the Scottish football. One I want to talk to you about now, Ads, is the predictions for not the Premier League, because all three of us will be on the podcast next week to talk about the predictions. Me, myself, and Zachary Barker. He's going to be talking about Premier League predictions as well as Adam. But now, Adam, I want to ask you one last thing, and that is, do you think they've got the bottle, the determination to get that league title back from the grasps of Celtic and Brendan Rodgers?
I think it'll take a couple of seasons, but I think the big question right now is, will Celtic get 10 in a row? I think they're on 6 or 7 right now. So think not this season. I think it's too soon, but, you know, maybe next season.
Yeah, well, I think is it 6 or 7?
I can't remember, to be honest. It's 6 or 7. Well, so he's got a couple of seasons, and if they get 10 in a row, then that beats Rangers' record of 9 in a row. So
brilliant. Yeah. All right, Ads, that's superb, my man. I will
All right, pal.
Very soon. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Absolute pleasure. Anytime. I'll,